The Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon of Ruka, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Stimtoi. He's called the Stimtoi, the Trashi. Kori Kol Mi, Sheror Rabbi Dvorov, Vim Kaimas Harbei, Vishon of the Mishnah Stam. Wherever Rabbi liked what he was saying, even though he said it a few places, he puts it down in the Mishnah Stam without a name, that's called Stimtoi. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Stimtoi. The Ika the Yamri, some say Chad Minaya Reb Elezer. Some say no, one of them is Reb Elezer. Stam Reb Elezer means Reb Elezer ben Shemua. O Mapik Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda, and take out the Yosef Reb Yehuda Stimtoi. Take him out. He's not one of these four in the four categories. For the Gemara of Reb Shimon Megamliel, Reb Yishmael, Reb Yechon ben Bruka, Ipcha Shaminu. We heard someplace else they say just the opposite. Trashi Liel. In the top one here, forget, right, just here they said the opposite. They just said on top, what Iru Baraglo Barishan is Ein Mara Baraglo Bishani. They said, forget, if you made an error of the first day, you do not have to make another error of the second day. You see, clause called one long day. So their sheet there is Yom Tepet Shabbos called one long day. How could you say that Bechal Adal Zekanim the Paschal and Rebel Ezra that has called two different days? So the Gemara Epech, they change around their din. Not to say Ein Tzorach Lariv, but they meant to say Tzorach Lariv. For the Gemara, Yehochi Yevazoi Haina Rebbe. Obazoi Asmamish Rebbe Shita. He say, Yadam Achleikis, Rebbe said one way, Rebbe Yehuda said another way, then you have Rebbe Yishmael, B'nai Shem, Rebbe Yochanan Mabruka. So who are the Amamish saying the exact same Shita as Rebbe, that it's called two different Kedushas. So what do they have to say? It's called Haina Rebbe. Now the Gemara Eima say, in this Machleikis here, Enechlami, V'chein Am Rebbe Shem Gamliel. Rebbe Shem Gamliel also said, just like Rebbe, that it's called two different Kedushas. So you're allowed to make two different errors for the 2 days. And who are then, if you made one error for the first day and it got eaten up, so then is the second day, you have no error at all, Liyakoyne Shris in your house. That's like Rebbe Shito, the Dalai of Canaan, so we always call two different Kedushas. Fred Gemara Bezoi Velechshav Nami Rebbe. How come we didn't put in this Cheshbon these four Zakanim Rebbe? Rebbe was the first man Yom Yahari that said Klor, it's two different Kedushas. So why don't we put in Rebbe? Trashiv Velechshav Nami Rebbe, the Shamina Leiliel Behedya. The Rebbe says Klor like this. And the Gemara, Rebbe Tonalo V'loi Sovlo. I'll tell you, Rebbe just learned like that, but maybe he doesn't hold like that. The Rashi says, Toni Lo V'loi Sovlo. Olediver Reb Elezer Komer. He's only saying what the pshat in Reb Elezer is, but he himself doesn't hold like that. He's Rebbe Tonalo V'loi Sovlo. Rebbe learned like that, but he himself doesn't hold like that. For the Gemara, Bazoi, maybe Rabbona Nami Tonalo V'loi Sovlo. Maybe even according to Rabbi Shimon Megamliel. And Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Eshem, Ben Yochanan, Ben Ruka, maybe also even those they're saying, it's called the two different Kedushas, maybe they're only saying that I'll leave with the Rebbe Elezer, but they themselves don't hold like that. Like Mechet Teisi Rebbe doesn't hold like that. Maybe they also don't hold like that. So Rashi, Rabbona Nami, Heitanach Reb Shimon, Reb Yishmael, Nehi Dikotoni, V'chein, Dilma Toni, V'loi Savrilei, Lo. Maybe they also just say, this is Pshat according to Rebbe Elezer, but they themselves don't hold like that. And the Gemara, Rav Gemara Gormalo. Rav Taka learned how to Kabbalah from his Rebbe. Rashi, Rav Gemara Gormalo, my Rabbi, he learned this from his Rebbe. Tahana Chabo Zakenim, these four Zakenim, Sviriluk Reb Elezer, they all hold like Reb Elezer. Avo Rebbe, Tony Vloy Sovala. That's his Kabbalah. That Rebbe just said like that, even though he doesn't hold. He's just saying Pshat in Reb Elezer. But the other Dalad Zakenim, they hold Alocha, the Shita is called two different Kedushas. When Yafuna was Nifta, his eye Rav Chizda Lemirma the Rav Adarav. Rav Chizda asked a question, Rav on to Rav. He had a stira. Miyo Amar Rav, is it true that Rav said, Halacha Kedal Zakenev Aliba the Rebel Ezer, Diyo Mashtek, Dusha saying that we hold Yom Tev Shabbos are called two different days. He can make two different errors. Voyitma, we learned, Shabbos for Yom Tev. You have a Shabbos, then comes a Yom Tev one after another. Rav Omar, Noldo Bozer Asura Bozer. A Beitz, an egg that was hatched or came out on one day, came out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it Sunday on Yom Tev. So what do you see? The Chur is called one long Kedusha. That's a Shalom from Muksam. Whereas if an egg is born on Shabbos, so that's called like Neulid. Something was created now on Shabbos, Neulid, it's Muksam. But if you're going to tell me tomorrow, Sunday, Yom Tov, it's called a new Kedusha, so why should it be Muksar on Yom Tov? It was already created before Yom Tov. So when it comes now Yom Tov, it's not Neulad anymore. So why is the egg also teed on Yom Tov if Yom is two different Kedushas? Fish claim if it's like one Kedusha. So just like something that's created on Shabbos, it's Muksar for Shabbos. So Shabbos and Yom Tov is one Kedusha. It's Muksar for Yom Tov also. But if you tell me the two different days, so why is the egg that's born, hatched on Shabbos, why is it also on Sunday on Yom Tov? Omar Rabbah, and for Rabbah is no Siro. Even Rav Takos is called two different Kedushas, like two different days. Abahosam, the Yisrael is Mishum Hachona. There's an Isser Hachona. If the egg was hatched, let's say on Shabbos, and you want to be able to, born on Shabbos, you want to use it on Sunday, Yom Tif is Osir. Because that's called Shabbos was Mechin for Yom Tif. About it was created today, today is called as being Mechin for tomorrow. So if tomorrow is a Shabbos, or tomorrow is a Yom Tif, you can't eat it. The Tanya, we learned. The Pasuk says, Bohoya b'yoyim ha'shishi was the sixth day Friday, ve'chinu. And you're supposed to prepare on Friday for Shabbos. So the call is like this. Choyel mechin the Shabbos. On a Friday, which is a choyel, a weekday, that's when you have to do all your preparation for Shabbos. Hu adin v'choyel mechin le'yomtif. On an Erev Yomtif, that's a choyel, a weekday, you're supposed to prepare for Yomtif. V'ein Yomtif mechin the Shabbos. But on Yomtif, you're not allowed to be mechin, prepare things for Shabbos. Only this midiraisa. And only we make it with an Eruv Tashilin, like Taisa said, because we have the Svar of Hoyl. When you want to cook, maybe the food is roy for Yom Tiv, so it's not considered you'll be making it for Shabbos, for tomorrow. But Meikur Adin is also to be making on Yom Tiv for Shabbos. And the Adin, V'ein Shabbos Mechin Le Yom Tiv. Shabbos, since Shabbos is not a weekday, it's not a Hoyl, they can't be making for Yom Tiv. So Mele here, if the egg was born on Shabbos or on Yom Tiv, he can't eat it the next day. Because if you can eat it the next day, which is either a Shabbos or a Yom Tiv, the Erev of that, which is also a Shabbos, blinds like Shabbos, is being mechin for Yom Tiv. So that's why you can't eat the egg. Even though they're called two different Kedushas, but as Halacha, something has to be prepared for Shabbos on a weekday. It has to be Choyl. Here it was Shabbos or it was Yom Tiv, that can't be mechin for the next day. Right? Omalaya Baya. That's what we learned. Ketzer uvoisa. What's the yetzer? How do you make an erev? Ketzer uvoisa is myli choy berishin. You have to go there the first day, which means Thursday night or Thursday afternoon. You walk to the tchum. Omach shecholov. You make give a shliach your erev, your two chalis. So the shliach goes there Thursday afternoon. He puts down the erev and he waits there until it comes ben hashmoshes of the beginning of Friday of Yom Tov. The nightly picks up the erev. Then after it's chal for Yom Tov, ubalai he takes brings it home with him. Pesheni comes then Friday afternoon for before Shabbos. Mach shecholov he goes there again. V'yoichloi he puts down the erev there. It's there at the beginning of Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. It's chal the erev. Then he cleared it up. Ubalai he could go away. Here's a kasha though. That's what our Mishnah says. Is all kol meichin miyom tov leShabbos. How are you allowed to walk there on Friday afternoon and carry the Erev, put it back down again to be Chal for Shabbos? Are you not allowed to be making from Yom Tov for Shabbos? And here we're saying, Tlo, you're making an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Omale Rabba, as the Rabba back, you have to say, Pshana Mishnah is, Misa Ritzai Fayoim Koin Erev, do you say the end of the day? In other words, like Friday, is kind of the Erev, so you want to say it's like Friday, is being making for Shabbos? No. Hataya Tchila Sayoim Koin Erev. What's kind of the Erev is the beginning of the day. That means the beginning of Shabbos. So even though you're putting down your Erev on Friday, we'll soon see why isn't that alone called the Ma'is HaChana. The Chura putting the Erev down alone should be the Ma'is HaChana for Shabbos. But by the way, that's not the HaChana. The HaChana is the Chalois Kinyan. Not that the Erev is Chal. See if it's Chal on Friday on Yom Tiv, it's a Kasha. How could you do a Chalois on Yom Tiv for Shabbos? The Torah says no. The Erev is Chal, the beginning of Shabbos. On Shabbos at the end of Bein HaShemoshes. So it's already Shabbos. Then it's considered the Shabbos Mechina Liatzmo. Shabbos has a right to prepare for itself. Fred Gemara. Elam Zakrashi Mi Savrit Seif Hayoim Shal Erev Shabbos Kain Erev Deva Yom Tov Mechon the Shabbos. That should be considered like Yom Tov is doing a Chalais Erev for Shabbos? No. The Erev is Chal at the beginning of Shabbos. So Shabbos is preparing for itself. For the more elamayatev, that's true. Ya'arvo belogin. If you tell me now the Erev is first chal, the beginning of Shabbos, we had this case before, where you have this kli, this lugin means a card, a pitcher, which had tumis tful yom on it. And inside it you had maiserishin, that you made it tonight, that you want the trumas maiser to be chal mishatechshach. Just when you want the trumas maiser to be chal. Now the halacha was, a tful yom is not metama maiser sheni, it's only metama truma. So when the Trumas Maiser is Chal, it should be Tomei. But if you said you want the Trumas Maiser to be Chal Mishatechchuk at night time, so the Tumas Tful Yoim goes off at night. So then everything was good. We said then it's Chal. But the Gemara said if you want to use it for your Erev you can't use it. And the reason, why it can't be good for the Erev, because Erev is Chal before Mishatechchuk. at the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, the Erev has to be Chal. It has to be Roy Teet. At that time was Meister Rishon, you didn't take off the Trumas Meister yet. So you're not allowed to eat this Peris, it can't be good for an Erev. That was the Pshat over there. You can't use it for an Erev, because at the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, it's not edible. It still has Truma, it has Tevel. You didn't take off the Trumas Meister until Misha Techshech. But now the Kash Ifri, you're telling me, though, no. Erev doesn't have to be Chal at the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, at the end of Friday. Erev is Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, Misha Techshech. So if the Erev is first Chal at night, so this is Roy Titan at night time. You said that this Meiser Rishon, the Trumas Meiser, should be Chal in it, to be separated, Misha Techshech. So the first second of the night, it's Chal, that this is called Trumas Meiser on one side, and the rest you're allowed to eat, so it's edible. So why did we say the Erev is not Chal? That's the Kasha. If you're telling me the Erev is first Chal at the beginning of night, Misha Techshech, so why can't you make an Erev in such a case? The Lugin? Trashi, Elamari, Elamiata, Yarva Belogin, Abina, the terraces, like we said before, Binan Suda, Ruyim, Ibayoyim, Beleka. Even if you can tell me, when is the Zaman, the Chaloist Erev Tchumim, his first Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, Misha Techshech, and here at night time you're allowed to eat this because the Trumas Meis is Chal, but there's a new halacha. Pishash, you put the Erev down, you have to do like a Meis Erev. You have to put down food that's edible. So that means it has to be Roy Teet, Ibayoyim. Even though it's only Chal at night time, but there's a Maisi, you have to put the Erev down before night time. But by Joim, you have to put the Erev down. When you put an Erev down, you have to put something that's edible. Here, Bishas, you put this Kli down, it was inside Maisi Rishon, that you did not take off the Trumas Maisi yet. So it's Tevel inside, it's not edible. So Bishas, you put the Erev down, it wasn't edible yet, that's not called an Erev either. Even though Bishas Chalois is edible, but there's a new Yisoid, being in Suda Haruyim by Joim, it has to be edible. The shas you put down the erev, the by yom it has to be edible. Shrashi yabin and sudri oriyam by yom balekam ma'arav adam shne. That's this for. Hakas in elit. That's why you go here. This is the terrors. It has to be roim by yom, and there it's not roim by yom because the trumas meister is first chal at night. Balekam. So more eloho de tanan. That's what we learned in our mishnah. Reb Lezer roimer yomtiv shas somach leshabbos. If we have first the yomtiv, then the shabbos. Beimel afneha, where the yontiv is Friday, or beimel achre, where the yontiv is Sunday, is marav adam shnei eruvin. You can make two different errors. Is the chur the kasha hobinen suda horuyim mebayoyim veleka. You have to have a suda that's royti mebayoyim veleka. You don't have it. Now why don't you have it? Now the havamina is like this. The havamina is we're saying now you put down your two erivs. You put it down taka Thursday. So on Thursday you put down the havamina is. For Friday Erev, you want it to be Chal, Alpayim Mama Mizrach side. For Shabbos, you want the Erev to be Chal, Alpayim Mama Marav side. So you put the Erev, Alpayim Mama this side, and the other Erev, Alpayim Mama this side. Come to say, it's the first day Friday, where is your Erev Chal? To the Mizrach side, let's say. So you're only allowed to walk Alpayim Mama from your Erev. Where your Erev is, you can walk Alpayim Mama further, and Alpayim Mama back to your house. That's all. Now, the Erev to be Chal for Shabbos is another Alpayim Mama the other way of your house. So Lamaisa Friday yet, Mboy Joim, where it's still Yom Tif, are you allowed to walk to where Erev is? No. Because on Yom Tif, your Shvisa was on Mizrach side, the other side. From the side, on Yom Tif, you're also to walk to where Erev is. When can you walk to Erev? On Shabbos. When it comes Shabbos, now we say you're kind of Shvisa where Erev is on Marav side, now you can walk to Marav. But if you're going to tell me Mboy Joim, before the Erev is Chal, you have to be able to eat your food, here you can't eat it. Because on Friday, your Erev was Chal on Mizrach side. You're Alpayim Mama that way from your house. All you can walk to right now on Friday, up until the last second of Yom Tov, adjusting to your house. More than your house, you can't walk to the other side. And you, where is your Erev? Your Erev is Alpayim Mama that way. So for the Gemara Takasha, if you need an Erev to be Chal by Joim, you can't walk there. And for the Gemara, mi savrit einichlam yitaka true. In such a case, the erev wouldn't be chal. Or but mi savrit the monach lei b'soif alpayim mama lekan u'b'soif alpayim mama lekan. Who said like on Friday for Yom Tov he had his erev alpayim mama away from his house? Then taka takasha. If you have an alpayim mama that way, and for Shabbos you want it to be alpayim mama that way, you can't walk there on Friday. We're talking about though loy. The monach lei b'soif elef amalekan. Or b'soif elef amalekan. We're talking about that on Friday's erev was only 1,000 amis this way. That's all you did it. So you had an extra 1,000 amis mizrach side. Shabbos erev is an extra 1,000 amis the other way. So the meister, right now on Friday, you could walk to your erev.
because from where your Erev is here, it's 1,000 back to your house, and just one more 1,000 to your Erev, you're allowed to walk up Hayim Amma. So that's the case Rabbi Lezer is talking about, that you're able to walk to both Erevs on Friday. So now it's called the Suda, to both Erevs are Roy Teet before it's Chal. The Boy Joim, to both Roy Teet. Tomorrow, Elohod Yom Rav Yehuda. Erev Baragla B'yom Rishon, Mara Baragla B'yom Sheni. If you made an Erev the first day, you walked there on Bein HaShmoshes. You have to walk there again the second day on Friday, Erev Shabbos. Erev B'pas B'yom Rishon. If you put a pas down on Thursday for Friday to be Chal, is Mara B'pas B'yom Sheni. Friday again, you have to put the Erev out again to be Chal again B'yom Sheni. Is the Kashir Hokomechem Yom Tov Shabbos. How could you put the Erev back out again on Friday? For Shabbos, you'd be making on Friday for Shabbos. Grote Kashka, the Nitzachona. Or Malay, the Teretz is, Mi Savrit the Ozal, the Omar, who says he walks there with his bread on Friday and puts it down and says, when I put it down, this should be the Erev, the Omar Midi, named the Ozal B'Shosik. The Yosef, I tell you, he walks there and puts it down and just keeps quiet. He doesn't say anything. So about he doesn't say anything, there's no Yisra Rachonah. Mash Mestam putting the Erev down on Friday, that it should be Chal for tomorrow for Shabbos, if you don't say anything, that's not called a Ma'is Rachonah. It's only if you speak it out that I'm putting this down to be an Erev for Shabbos, that makes it into Rachonah. But if you stam keep quiet, there wouldn't be any Yisra. But Rashi says, V'okomechen, kishemara baragla b'sheni miyomtav l'Shabbos. So b'shleim ma'ara b'shnei b'sheni b'pas, you gave a territory at the beginning of Shabbos is koiner. The erev of the pas should take them a meila koni. El erev v'raglo, when you walk there with your feet, the boiler meimer. You have to speak out and say shvisasi bim koimi. I want the erev to be chal where I am right now. You can't know exactly when the beginning of Shabbos is. And you have to speak it out on Friday that now I want my shvisa to be chal here for Shabbos. With Yamir alone, you're being Mechin from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Has Bishleim, if you put the bread out the Imamish at Teretz Yisrael, when is the Chalois Erev? The Chalois Erev is first Chal on Shabbos. So he said Shabbos is being Mechin for Shabbos. But when you walk there and you want to be outside there by the Tchum, so the Habminer is, you have to speak it out. When do you speak it out? You can't wait to Shabbos Mamish. You don't know when Shabbos is. So you speak it out before on Friday. Are you speaking out on Friday on Yom Tov something about Shabbos? After the Gemara, the Yosef Shosik, he just kept quiet. He doesn't have to say anything there. Zokmor Kaman, the Chur Kreb Yechon Ben Uri. The Chur, you tell me now, go like Kreb Yechon Ben Uri. The Yomer, he says, Chefsei Hefker, Kreine Shavisa. The Locher also, Chveitzim also has a Tchum Shabbos. You can only take it al pay mama from where the chafetz is. If you own, let's say, a chair outside, so that chair also, you can only carry it al pay mama on Yom Tov. Now, let's say the chafetz belong to Hefker. Nobody owns it. There's also a shaila, they also have a din shvisa to say that if I come on Yom Tov and find a chair, I can't carry it more than al pay mama where the chair is. Even though it doesn't belong to anybody before, still there's a yisoid of chefse hefker akayin shvisa. In other words, even though you don't speak out and say harezu erev, this should be my akayin shvisa. Memela, wherever you are, that's where the shvisa is chal. That's what you want to say now here also. So if the person walks out there to the tchum before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, and just stands there, lemaisa, without speaking out anything, the fact that I'm standing outside with apay mama, that's where my erev is chal, because I don't have to speak out. Haraya, you see, Chefse Hefker. His something doesn't belong to anybody. Still, wherever those Chveitzim are at the beginning of Shabbos, or the beginning of Yom Tov, they're automatically kind of the Shvisa. His Achura, you're telling me, command Rabbi Yechon and Menurah, the Yom HaChefse Hefker, kind of Shvisa. And the Chom Dingzach on Rabbi Yechon and Menurah, that's going to be a Kasha. What do you do about the Chomim? So the Gemara, no. Afilu Temer Rabbonin, we could even go according to the Rabbonin. So what? Ad kan loy pligi Rabbonin, the Leder Rabbi Yechon and Menurah, Ela B'yoshin. To loy motzi yomer, he only dingzech either with yamamish hefker or else if the person is sleeping. If the person is sleeping in the beginning of Bein HaShemoshos, since he can't speak out, he can't even say harez erev, then it's not chal. Avo benir, but if you have a person that's awake and lemaisu, he could speak out right now to say I want to be kind of shvisa where I am. Di boy lemeimer motzi yomer, if he want to, he could have said it. Is a loch raf agav the lo yoma command the yoma domi. The rabbonim are also moida that a person that's awake when he walks out to be at the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yom Tov, by the Tchum, that's where he wants to shvis the Bekoina, it's Chal without saying anything. So the fact that you're walking there, and you could speak out, that's enough. You don't have to speak out at all. Yeah. Command the Yomadami.
If you would have learned and heard, this is how we learned. The Chur would have a kasha on what you're saying.
Like the Teretz was saying now is, even though you're walking mamash to the Tchum on Friday, and the Chur, you're doing a Mayis Achoni, appearing on Friday for Shabbos, still was saying it's okay, since you don't have to speak out anything. When you get there, you just sit there and don't say anything, so there's no Yisr HaChona. Here we learn not like that. The Tanya, Lo Yahalech Odom L'Soif Sadeyu. A person is not allowed to walk on Shabbos to the end of his field. Leida Mahi Tzricha. To see what the field needs. So you see, just an Yisr HaLicha, walking, is also awesome. Shrash Lo Yahalech B'Shabbos. Leida Mahi Tzricha Acha Shabbos. If you want to know now, on Shabbos, do I have to water my field? If you want to walk to your fields on Shabbos just to know if I have to water it after Shabbos, that's awesome. Because Talicha is, when you're not allowed to do it, Talicha is also awesome. Ki yoitzaboy, lo yitaya lodom ha-pesach medina. A person should not take a walk all the way to the entrance of the city. Today, shiakonis lemerchatz miyad. Today, that moitzoy Shabbos to be able to go right away outside the city where the merchatz is to take a bath. So even though you're not saying anything, just walking alone is usher. So you see, when you're not going to do something, just walking to it is also usher. So chur, it should be usher to walk here also. You want to walk to the end to make Yeriv, that should also be usher. Now the Gemara name.
What?
Yeah.
All right, well, so here also he's not saying why he's going for over here. Why is it also to walk to the Pesach Medina? I want to take a walk to the entrance to the city. Still, we say you're not telling anybody what you're going for. I was supposed to say Gemara's parents. And Gemara says if he would have heard these two dinim, his zecher would have been chayzer. In other words, you see, just walking to a place is also wasser. If you're not allowed to do it, you can't walk there. Here also, since you can't speak out and say you want to make the erev on Friday for Shabbos, you can't be mechim, so you shouldn't be allowed to walk there either. So the Gemara v'loyi, no, there's no stira. Shomalei v'loy hodebei. Yitaka heard these halachis and he makes a chilit. There's no kasha. Hosam atayim muchamilsa. Over there, when the person walks to his fields on Shabbos, everybody knows what you're walking for. You walk into your field to know what your field needs. That's also. Or you walk to the Pesach Medina. Nobody walks to the entrance to the city on Shabbos. What are you walking there for? Nobody wants to go outside the city on Shabbos. So if you walk there, it's muchamilsa that you want to be there fast, so that right after Shabbos you go fast to the merchatz. That's why it's awesome. Mashenki in Hocho, we're somebody walking by us. And the Erev is, you're walking just by Payamama. You're taking a walk. Hocho lav mucha milsa. It's not mucha. The walk itself, nobody knows what you're walking for. Monishov. Itzumu Rabbonit, the person is a Talmud Chocham, who Amri Shmaitato Mishkachta. Means he's in the middle of learning. He was thinking about a svar and he lost himself. And he took a walk and he kept on walking. That's why he walked up Payamama. So the fact that a person walks up Payimama on Shabbos or on Yom Tov is no right you want to do the Eruv. Maybe it's time he got fatracht and he started to walk. He was thinking into something. V'yamoros, Elamai Yisomer doesn't learn. Heavy Amri, we would say, Cham Rirchaslei. He lost his donkey, he's looking after his donkey, it's mutter. On Yom Tov, your donkey runs away from you, you're allowed to look after him. So stam, the person is taking a walk of a Payimama on Yom Tov, it's not mucho what you're doing it for. So when you do a Mais Alich and you don't say what you're doing it for, there's no Yisachonah. Only when you walk to the Pesach Medina, or you walk to your fields, there it's Mucha Milsa, we know exactly what you're going for, then Taker it's also. Here, Zot Gemara Gufa, before we learned. Omar Rav Yehuda said, Erev Biraglov B'yom Rishon, if on the first day, that means Thursday afternoon, you walk to the Payamama to be able to be there at the beginning of Yom Tov, so the Erev was Chal, because Biraglov, you walk there, is the Allah Khamara Baragla Visheni. If on Friday you want to walk again outside to be by the Tchum, to be by the Alpayimama, today that Yeshvisi Erev Shubichal on Shabbos, either for the other side or for the same side, that's good. If you walk with your feet, you can walk both times. Even though you're walking now on Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos, just walking is mutter, there's no Maisa Hachonim.
like we had before, but you don't have to say anything. You just have to stand there by the tchum, and by itself, the Erev is chal. Is Marav Ragla B'Sheni. Erev Bepas B'Yom Rishon. Let's say on the first day, Thursday, you put down challah, bread. In other words, you sent the shliach that the Erev should be chal for you for the first day for Yom Tif on Friday. Is Alocha Marav Bepas B'Yom Sheni. You're allowed to use, like we'll soon see, the exact same challah, the exact same bread for the second day. On Friday, put down the exact same challah for Shabbos, and the Erev is chal. Erev Bepas B'Rishon. Let's say on the first day you use bread. You didn't walk through yourself when you sent the shliach and he put down pas. Is alocha mara baragla b'sheni. On Friday, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos, you're allowed to walk to the Alpayim Amo and be there for the beginning of Shabbos. That's how it's mutter. In other words, we're talking about there's no ma'isachon, you're not doing anything beferish on Friday, on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Because either you're just walking there with your feet, like we had before, if you yourself walk there, you don't have to say anything, so there's no yisr hachonu. Or else, if you're putting down bread, it's the same bread you used yesterday. So there's no ma'isa hachona. Ma'ashenkein, though, of a ira baragla barisha. Let's say on the first day, on Friday, you made Yeruve Tchumim by walking there. In other words, Thursday afternoon, you walk to the Apai Mama. That Thursday night, the beginning of Yom Tif, you were kind of Shrisa because you walked there. The Balabas himself was outside by the Tchum. Is the halacha now, ein ma'arev bepas b'sheni. Now on the second day, that means on Friday, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to go now and put out pas, put out challah for an Erev, do you make a Eruv Tchumim for Shabbos? Why not? Because there's an Issa Hachona, Shein Ma'arvin Betchila Bepas. Because you're not allowed to put down an Erev Betchila on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Is there an Issa Hachona? The Vice says, when you put down pas, bread, then you can't just put down the bread. Pshita, you have to speak out, Peshash, you're putting it down, that you're putting this should be the Erev. You're about, you have to speak it out, that's called you're doing a Ma'isa Achona. So that's awesome. Yeah, Mashenkin Iru Bapas B'Yom Rishon. But let's say the first day, Thursday afternoon, you put down pas for the Erev to be chal for Friday for Yom Tov. Yeah, the Lachem Aru Bapas B'Yom Sheni. Then you are allowed to use pas bread again on Friday afternoon, so it should be chal for Shabbos for the Erev. Or Mashmul, and this Shmul said, Uvoisa pas. When is it mutter? It's only mutter if you're using the exact same challah. There's the same pas that you put down Thursday afternoon, that pas should be your erev for Friday, for the first day Yom Tov. Who are there now on Yom Tov on Friday? You could use that same pas and put it down again for an erev to be chal for Shabbos. And what's the hezbom? Because since it's the same pas you used yesterday, you don't have to say now harayz the erev. It's chal automatically by itself. So therefore, there's no issa hachona, like we're saying until now. There's only an issa hachona if you have to speak out, b'shas you put the pas down for the Erev. Omer Ravashi Dekanami, I bring you a raya for now, Mishnah. Dekanami must listen. It's a raya for now, Mishnah, this Yisoid. Tiktoni, because the end of our Mishnah says, Ketza du oisa, how is the Yetza? How do you make the Erev Tchumim? Moili Chabarishan. Does on Thursday afternoon, take the challah and put it there to the Erev to be chal for Friday for Yom Tov. Umach Shev Olav. Wait there Thursday night until it becomes night, until the Erev is Chalm. V'noitloi, take that Erev, uboloi, take it home with you. V'sheini, on Friday, now on Yom Tov, machshef olav, take that Erev, and put it out there again, on the and put it out there, either according to Ablozi, you could do it on another side, or according to Chom, it has to be the exact same side you put the first Erev. And once the Erev is Chalm, machshef olav, stay there until it becomes night, until the Erev is Chalm, v'yoichloi. Ubala, then you can come home. So it's Mashma Klaw, the same pas, the same bread that you used yesterday, the Yetzer is taken home with you, and use it again. So it's a raya that when you make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you could only use the same pas, the same bread that you already used yesterday. But to take new pas, that would be awesome. Because by using new pas, you have to speak out the Ferish. You're doing it the same Erev, and that's tak awesome. Let's see Rashi. Erev a pas rishon, v'nechal aruvei mara baragla b'sheni. Then you're allowed to walk there with your feet on Yom Tov on Friday for Shabbos like we had before, because you don't have to say anything. Ma'ashenkein, nechal aruvei, nechal aruvei, marav baragla b'sheni. Shein marav b'tchil b'pas. Rashi, mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos, from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Mishum hachono, te kore lehash to shein erev. Because since now on Yom Tov you have to speak out, haray ze erev, that's a ma'is hachono you're doing for Friday from Yom Tov for Shabbos, that's awesome. Dekanayim edibayisa pas. I bring a raya that we say you can use the pass on Friday for Shabbos. It's only the same pass you used yesterday. And now when you put the pass down the second time, you just have to be quiet. But you can't use a different pass. The boy of the mikra shem erev hashto. Because if you're going to use a different pass on the new pass, then you have to speak out. So this is a raya that there is a nis ha'achona to put the bread down mitchila on Yom Tov for Shabbos. The either the yetzer is to walk there baraglim, you don't have to say anything, or else the yetzer is to use yesterday's bread, yesterday's erev. Zot gemara v'rabbonon, the rabbonon Rashi's masbis means abaya v'rabba barchona. The komatam aliel alachona the rabbal of loyalfe mihomas nisim. And they also ask the kasha from this, it should be nisachonon. And they don't bring a rai from our Mishnah. Why don't they learn Pshan now Mishnah like this, that the Yisr is Mishum Achono, and therefore it's only mutter to use the exact same bread? And for the Gemara, Rabbon and Dilma Hossam Eitzah Toivah Kamash V'lon. Our Mishnah just says an Eitzah Toivah to save yourself not to have to use a new bread. But maybe be Emerson, you could use a new bread. So therefore it's not a chloraya from our Mishnah. There's not a chloraya from our Mishnah, there would be an Isachono. Maybe you are allowed to use a new bread on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Either Mishnah says use the same bread over again, maybe it's on an Eitzah Toivah Kamash V'lon to save yourself the challah. That's why there's no raya for now, Mishnah. All right, we'll stop here.